Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 42, Sticky Living.
Hey, this is Joel Kamm, author of The Fun Formula, all about revolutionizing your life with fun. Dr. Brad's here for you to find your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose right here on the Pathway to Promise podcast.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. What an honor and a privilege it is for you to join me today. I'm here to offer some encouragement and hope in your life, hopefully to give you some tools to help you overcome adversity and to find a pathway in your life to peace, prosperity, and purpose. Today, we're sharing an episode which is also can be found on our new YouTube channel, Pathway to Promise YouTube. You can find it there. And so you'll hear some references to YouTube on this audio here. I think you can understand that. So appreciate your indulgence with that. If you want to find out more about me and about what we do here in Pathway to Promise, head on over to pathwaypromise.com, our blog and webpage website there. And there you can also pick up the resource, the free resource, the 4-minute way to frame your day for success. I think you'll enjoy it and find it helpful. So right now, let's get into the teaching that can be helpful to you to overcome adversity in your life right now. Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise YouTube channel with Dr. Brad Miller. That's me. We're glad that you're here today. We're talking about sticky, getting sticky, sticking together. So what we're here on the Pathway to Promise YouTube channel is to share words of hope and encouragement and to help you get on a pathway to peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can, you know, if you like what we're doing here, please subscribe and give us a thumbs up. We appreciate that, and ring that little bell there so you can get more issues of the Pathway to Promise podcast. You can also find out more at pathwaypromise.com and our podcast, Pathway to Promise Podcast. Sticking together. An old story is about two guys who are out fishing. And they went fishing in a little small rowboat, and day was pretty uneventful till one of the guys hooked on a big, huge fish, and he's trying to reel it in. All of a sudden, he couldn't handle it. He struggled. All of a sudden, this big fish gave a yank and pulled him overboard. And the guy couldn't swim. He began to panic and yell and scream. And he started yelling at his buddy, "Save me, save me, save me." And the friend reached in to try to grab me. And he got a hold of his hair, got a hold of his head, and he pulled and he pulled and he pulled. And the guy's toupee came off. That doesn't do any good, does it? And he went under the water again. And he came up shouting, "Help me, help me, help me, help me." And the friend reached in again, and he was able to grab a hold of the man's arm by his wrist. And he pulled, and it was an artificial limb. His plastic arm came off. That's not good. The guy is in worse shape now. He starts to flailing around again, and he's drowning, he's kicking, and his buddy reaches in and grabs him by the foot and pulls his foot, and it's an artificial leg that he's got. And he pulled the one leg off. And the man continued splashing, "Why won't you help me? Why won't you help me? Help me. I'm going to drown." And finally, the other guy called back, kind of disgusted, "Man, how can I help you if you don't stick together? How can I help you if you don't stick together?" It's a choice we make, friends, to stick together. We can stick together in our own psyche and our own emotions if we choose to. We don't have to fall apart when bad things happen. And moreover, we need to stick together in community with other people. That might be, if you're married, that's your spouse, or it might be your kids, or some significant group of friends. Stick together, encourage them, and let them encourage you. You know, there's so much division in the world right now. so much division. People are separated by all kinds of things. You know, divorce happens. Disease comes and break, you know, is a horrible thing to deal with. We got, you know, all kinds of political unrest and, you know, there's, you know, violence, all kinds of things that want to divide us. Let's choose to stick together. Don't live in isolation. Isolation can lead to depression, and that's not what this is about. We need to get out and connect with other people. And along the way, yeah, there's going to be, you know, when people get together, sometimes there's going to be conflict. But you can choose to work through that if you do stick together. If you have a bigger goal in mind, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you stick together and have community. So if you feel like things in your life are falling apart, well, maybe they are. But I would encourage you to choose to get with other people in your life and choose to stick together. Maybe we can be helpful to one another in that. Put your comments below if you what ways you stick together with other people, some of the things that you do to build community, and let us know your comments. Or you can all go over to pathwaypromise.com, and that's where our blog is at, and also the podcast, Pathway to Promise podcast. You can check that out. We have interviews with great leaders who have found ways to overcome adversity that they've had in their life to live a life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. That's what I know that you can do if you choose to stick together. I'm Dr. Brad Miller, here to help you stick together in your life. And I want to see you next time here on the Pathway to Promise YouTube channel. Until then, I encourage you to keep your promises because there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise. Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.